KSL News Time now, 6:29. Another check of Triple Team traffic on this Thursday. What are you seeing now, Heather Kelly?
Well, we just had a report come over the scanner of a crash on State Street at 2100 South in Salt Lake City. Now, we don't have a camera on it yet. As soon as I get more information, we'll pass that on. Things look pretty good speed-wise on the major freeways in the Salt Lake Valley. Traffic is filling in northbound 15 from the point of the mountain to downtown Salt Lake. That's a 25-minute KSL travel time. Eric Butler?
We do have a crash reported southbound on the 215 West Belt. This is at 2100 North. Down in Utah County, no problems as you move northbound from Springville and Provo up through American Fork and Lehigh, and just a little bit of congestion on Redwood Road out of Saratoga Springs going past SR-73. Aubrey?
I-15 is looking great as you head into South Salt Lake. As you head south into Salt Lake, traffic is smooth sailing. A couple of spots of congestion I'm seeing in Layton at the Hill Air Force Base South Gate and on Redwood Road in North Salt Lake just as you're getting onto southbound 215. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. I'm Aubrey Withridge in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We start off cold this morning. Let's get a look at the weather forecast.
Pretty quiet out there the next several days. Big area of high pressure right overhead bringing all the sunshine. Temperatures climbing up to about 60 degrees after another cold start. And tomorrow we're back up to 62 with mostly sunny skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.